It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
To understand how we talk about the future in English, we want to talk about gonna.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. And we heard from a listener who's also named Anne, who called us out on our informality in the use of words like gonna and wanna. So we try to be precise in our enunciation here on the radio, but in everyday conversation, we both fall into the colloquial use of some of these words as well. Are we bad people?
We are not bad people. And it is very true that a lot of us are saying gonna. And there's a reason for that, because gonna and going to are developing different meanings. If you think about the verb go, in its as a main verb, it has directionality to it. So I could say, I'm going to swim, which would imply some kind of direction. Like I'm leaving the house, I'm going somewhere to swim. But if I say, I'm gonna swim, that means at some point in the future, I'm gonna swim, where gonna has come to mean will. Interestingly, in English, some people will say we don't have future tense because we only have one tense marker, which is ed for the past tense. So we have past and non-past. To talk about the future, we use these little auxiliary verbs like will, which also used to be a main verb, became an auxiliary verb. Now go, going to, is becoming an auxiliary verb. So this is now one of the ways we talk about the future.
And wanna, same deal?
Wanna is also going from being a main verb, want, to developing a new auxiliary verb meaning. So if you say something like, you're going to want to take a left up there, it doesn't probably mean that you actually want to take a left. It's a piece of advice. I'm advising you to take a left. You want to take a left.
Yeah.
So it's developed into an auxiliary that has an advice meaning component to it.
Gonna wanna. I like that. Are there some other words that we've adapted that are different in written and spoken form?
There are. So linguists call this grammaticalization, when a word that is a noun or a verb, what we call a content word, becomes a grammatical form. We hear this happening with have to, which is replacing must. We also hear it, some people will say with supposed to, that I'm supposed to do as an auxiliary. Then historically, we've got some nice examples. The word hood in Old English meant a state, and it was a noun, and it eventually became a suffix so that when we say childhood, which is the state of being a child, mm-hmm. but that used to be a noun and over time turned into a suffix.
Well, Anne, I really want to talk forever, but we're going to have to say goodbye now.
Oh, I'm sorry, but goodbye.